This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I pray you are not right about that.
If he is
Josh Selby, everybody loses their jobs and the Grizzlies move. Okay, it's over. So you better hope that ain't the case, because he's the only thing that you have in terms of a future right now to point to. You got the present, but you don't have a future unless it's him. So you need him to be every bit the player that the Grizzlies. I mean, they made an aggressive move to go get him. You know, I mean. Yeah, he kind of holds a key to me. So, and plus, Josh Selby played in summer league. That's a key distinction.
I forgot he balled out in summer league.
Played very well.
Good. That's that. You know what? That was a bad comp. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No. I mean, I think it's like Zaire Williams. I mean, that's what it could just be that again. Zaire Williams had a small sample size. You know, looked the part, had all the specs and stuff. Was a beast come out of high school, and stinks, and you know, just never improved.
Xavier Henry was drafted in 2010 by the Grizzlies at 12 and did not pan out.
Yeah, he wasn't very good.
Turned out bad.
Yeah, he was supposed to be a Tiger, of course. He originally committed to Memphis,
yes.
And then he switched his commitment to Kansas after Cal left.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it was while he was still here. I can't remember. But he ended up being a bust.
He was 6'6".
Bust for sure. Hopefully Cedric Cowher will be a Memphis Sports Hall of Famer. That's all we can ask. Anyway, congrats to all the inductees this year. That was announced in email. I hope we're not like...
They sent a press release.
That wasn't embargoed or anything.
No, they I don't think so.
All right, because I haven't seen anybody post it on Twitter. It doesn't mean it's not true.
No, it just came out.
Yeah.
No, it went immediate release from Kevin Kern and the folks at Memphis Travel, because they're trying to put it out there.
Absolutely.
And they're doing... This is, of course, to promote AutoZone Park, where the Memphis Hall of Fame is... prestigiously located.
That's getting a remake, right?
Yeah, there's a bunch of money they're putting in there.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah.
They should move the Cardinals here. Let the Cardinals play in AutoZone Park. We'll fill that thing out, bro.
Yeah. Just got to do something with the field across from AutoZone. Give folks
a
little something to go to down there in addition to the game, the Cardinals.
We'll work on it.
Yeah.
We'll add it to the list.
We're working on it.
Of things that we have to improve in Memphis. All right. We got a long list. But anyway, congrats to the inductees in the class of 2025. We'll come back. Frank Bonner will join us at 125. We'll talk to him about Memphis football, about the depth chart, A.J. Hill, Arrington Maiden. People are upset that C.J. Smith's not on the depth chart. Where's he at? What's going on with C.J. Smith? We'll get into all that with him. Stick around. Jason and John, how are you trying to film ESPN? The Live Love Memphis Group at the Real Estate Agency. If you want results and you want to move your home and you want to get a great price for it, make some money, you got to reach out to Jennifer Carstensen and her team at the Live Love Group. They are the best. They know exactly how to price it. You know, they don't get too high, too low. It's good to have ambition, but it's also good to be rooted in reality. And that's what they do. They're straightforward, they're transparent, and they're going to help you sell your home and get the most money for it as quickly as possible. But you got to reach out. So to LiveLoveMemphis.com.
Jennifer Carstensen is the best. She's got the best team. Let them show you how good they are. Just make the call. Again, if you're interviewing realtors, make them one of the groups that you interview, and you'll love her. 901-625-5200. What she says goes. What she says she's going to get, she gets, and she's done it in every market. The mine back in 2018 when she sold my home, and in this current market conditions. Again, the key is pricing it right from the get-go. And if you'd like, she'd help you find your dream home as well. It's the Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nash, and Live Love DeSoto teams at the Real Estate Agency.
All right, so we have been talking about, obviously, the game of the year, which is going to kick off on Saturday morning. Number one, Texas travels to Columbus to take on number three, Ohio State, as 2.5-point underdogs. I did not love the, you know, as I told you before we had Dr. Fang on, I told you I took a position on Texas, plus 2.5, and then I heard Ed's model had Ohio State minus 4. Did not love that. He advocated for an Ohio State bet.
Oh, I heard it.
Yeah. But, you know, sometimes...
And I saw your face.
Sometimes you have to throw out the models. You know? Sometimes...
He says he does that.
You have to just say, all right.
Pragmatic.
Subjectively.
Like Isolo.
Right. Sometimes...
Adjust.
Sometimes the model cannot factor in when you're dealing with one of them ones.
That's what you're banking on, isn't it?
One of them ones. Like my guy, Arch Manning. Now, this is... I mean, one of the most high-stakes openers we've ever, if not the most high-stakes opener we've ever seen in college football. 1-3, I mean,
yes,
insane. You know, and it's at Ohio State.
No one does this.
So Arch Manning was asked yesterday, you know, how are you going to handle the pressure? How do you feel about, you know, this game? You know, you've never really started against Louisiana Monroe or whatever, but you that doesn't impress you much, does it?
No.
You know, he hasn't really – I mean, he did get in the game against Ohio State for, like, a snap, and he ran for that first down. But
– am I making up that he played against Mississippi State?
No, he did.
Okay.
He did.
But that we know the level they were on last year.
100%. So what did Arch Manning say when he was asked about the pressure? He said, we're going for everybody else. The target's not on our back. We got the red dot on everybody else.
Wow. John really likes that, guys. If you could see his face, you could tell.
The red dot on everybody else? Now, listen, I realize in this country we have a gun violence problem. But, so, you know, figuratively speaking, I mean, wow. This is, you know, wow. Hey, this ain't Seth Hennigan we're dealing with here, folks. All right? This is a different type of quarterback right here in Arch Manning. He says, this is basically Penny at the lectern in October 2018 saying, we want all the smoke. Stop asking me stupid. And he's a quarterback that's 19 years old that's never really started a season.
Yeah, Peyton and Eli didn't talk like this in their college days, certainly. I don't think they did in the NFL days.
Peyton was just getting them massages.
That's your story.
I think that was the story, but he denied certain elements of it. Mm-hmm. Okay, like he was like mooning people or something.
Yeah.
But no, you're right. I mean, this is where the next generation breaks from the old.
Now, you've schooled me, because this would be your line, of, especially the folks, your folks in Arkansas. When you hunt, does anybody use a red dot out there?
No, it's not, no. Mm-hmm. A red dot is like an assassin, like war.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Fallujah, they were using red dots and stuff.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I think in the hunting, you know, it's more just like the you know, that you got the Remington, the, you know, the,
yeah, you're looking down the scope.
Right, right.
Right, red dot off limits. You don't put a red dot on an
duck.
Animal, right?
I mean, how
on
stupid would it look to have a damn red dot on a duck?
I don't go out there, so I don't know, I know you could speak to this.
I went hunting one time with my Uncle Pee Wee. Rest in peace, Uncle Pee Wee. Love you, Uncle Pee Wee.
You went hunting?
I did. We went duck hunting. Yeah. Absolutely worst day of my life. Not because of my Uncle Pee-wee, but because of the entire situation.
How old were you?
Probably like 8, 9. He gave me a BB gun. I didn't get to use a real one. This is a joke.
What?
Give me the real rifle. I want to Dick Cheney somebody.
Well, he didn't think you were ready to become a man.
You know? I probably
at 8, 9, he was ready,
I
mean, to put a BB gun in you. You have to grow to becoming a man.
That's right.
You know, it's probably the proper level.
But what am I going to do with a BB gun, man?
He could have given you a shotgun.
At 8 or 9?
Yeah.
I mean, that seems
a little 22?
Why not?
I mean, it's yeah. I mean, what you would give an 8-year-old
birdshot ain't gonna hurt anybody. It is fanning out
See,
there.
See, Brad's from the farm, so I'm gonna defer to him on
It's birdshot.
They shoot it.
Well,
some
my
stuff.
Dude, my Arkansas family was extremely farmly.
I know, but you didn't go out there.
This is Osceola, huh?
Well, my Uncle Philip lived in the boonies out there in Arkansas. He lived in a trailer, and he had land, right?
Awesome.
So he had like a pond. He had the
my
he had
people
the paddle
right there.
Boat. He had the fish. So. I would drive the four-wheelers, you know.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Uncle Philip. That was my grandpa's. Rest in peace, Grandpa. Like I'm losing everybody.
And that's
right?
good living right there.
But yeah, so, I mean, back when I was younger, we would do the, you know, weekend jaunts
Y'all would tap
over
in.
There.
Yeah.
You know, and I would live the, but it just never spoke to me in that way. You know, I knew I was meant for something different than the duck hunting. Just sitting there all day. Got to wake up at the ass crack of dawn, go out there and sit. For hours with no action.
You wanted to be like White Chocolate, Jason Williams.
Yeah.
You had a dream. You were a white kid with a dream, and it
yeah.
was on a basketball court.
I don't know if it was necessarily that specific, but it was definitely something else. It was not like I was not destined for the country life, bro. I was a city slicker. That's just, I grew up in Memphis, and that's what I identified with.
Again, maybe if you'd hit something and you had a real gun, it'd have been a different experience for you, and you'd have further tapped into your roots.
If I had seen a duck fall from the sky with my BB gun, is it possible that I could have, like, yes. But I think it's outrageous that Brad is so willy-nilly ready to hand a damn 8-year-old a shotgun and go hunt with him. I mean, your leg's getting blown off. I mean, an 8-year-old can't handle the recoil of a shotgun, can he?
Maybe a little 22.
A little 22.
Yeah,
Jason's on it. Jason knows.
What, like
Grandpa's
the Lincoln
behind
musket
you.
Or something?
No, we're not talking about musket. Just a little bird shot.
A little bird shot. There, John, don't you understand? You're from Arkansas. Don't you understand what a little bird shot is? Brad said it a couple times.
How old is CJ? 11, 12?
11.
Would you give him a gun?
No, come on, bro. You're talking.
A bird shot.
There are 12-year-olds in this market in different parts of our city that do trap.
They're trained, though. They're trained.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You wouldn't hand it to him
untrained.
No,
I was untrained.
So you want to hand it to him trained and do some training with the child.
Chris has already shot, like, the paint guns and all that stuff. And
right, what's
coming out of there ain't much more of
a
charge
than
what's
recoil.
A little 22. A little bird shot, John.
Yeah, that bird shot. See, I got the BB gun ready that you would, like, you would pull it. And then that's how it would
Ron live. Olson was telling me his son-in-law got shot by, because you get shot with a shotgun, it fans out. It's like it's hundreds of BBs
right.
coming at you.
Skeet shot.
Yeah. Well, no, like if you're hunting dove hunting, that's what I hunt with.
Right. The shotgun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, I mean, it sounds like.
How often you hunting, bro?
Just in September. Okay. I'll hunt this weekend
just
when
a,
I go
just
to
Just a one-month thing?
Yeah. It's dove season. Yeah,
it's only 1 month.
Opening of September. I think it runs through November, but by then the birds are gone. I will say.
And what do you do with the doves? Do you eat them?
The breast, you can educate
literally
him.
Literally just talked about this.
Educate him, Jason.
In Prep's Corner with Mark Healy last week, we talked about me having some bacon-wrapped dove out of Millington 1 year.
Millington dove doesn't sound exactly.
It's the same dove. It's the same dove.
It's a Canadian migratory.
I'm not sure. I've gone back on that whether what I had was dove or quail, which I think is also a possibility because I don't know if it's quail season, but quail wrapped
hell, in
bacon.
Millington, it might have been Spatsy. I don't know.
But I'm not sure. I think what they fed me was dove. Back on the prep days, we had Prep Corner. Again, you missed those times.
I did.
Yeah. And so we literally just discussed dove. And,
like
and
this
eating
dove.
It and eating it, right?
Nah, not fly away.
A lot of people don't want to discuss
that. For your hunting segment here. I will say the migratory.
Well, Arch is hunting
yeah,
buckeyes.
Exactly.
Yeah,
Arch is hunting.
The
buckeyes.
Birds are not traveling like they used to 10 years ago. I will tell you that.
I tell you the tariffs
because y'all have shot them all.
Well, they're just not. They're not migrating like they used to. Their migration patterns
well,
have been.
We're not,
so that's climate change. What you're telling me?
Yeah, I think there's some.
Well,
of that.
No, I mean,
and I know you're going to dismiss that.
No, I'm not. The current administration is not as welcoming to Canadians as it used to be.
We're shooting them at the border.
We don't really. We're in a trade war with Canada. We don't want their lumber. We don't want anything.
No birds either, huh?
We don't want their birds. We got American birds. Damn it.
No, we don't.
Hunt American.
I just don't think I can do it, man. I don't think I can shoot the defenseless animal. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the deer is the tough one for me. Like, you know, it's just sitting there.
But they can be a problem if you don't thin them out, though, John.
Yeah, that's what people want you to think. That's how they justify it.
Let them go unshot for a while, and you watch your car take out. You thought that gas tank incident was bad.
It was bad. I feel like I hit a deer. I'm not going to lie to you. That's what it felt like.
This hunting segment brought to you by
Larry Ray.
Ducks Unlimited has sponsored us. So yeah,
all right.
Shout out to Ducks Unlimited.
It should be a Memphis Sports Hall of Famer, if not already.
Larry Ray.
I agree with that.
did a freaking Best of the Preps founder.
There's no
outdoors
question.
Outdoors coverage all around here for decades. If he's not in, and he may already be.
Great
be.
Submission.
There's my submission.
There, well right. done.
Put him in. Put him
yeah.
in.
We're going to have a hunting getaway here.
That guy on Brian Brasher on next.
One of the biggest not talked about events on this station this year in Memphis will be that that Ducks Unlimited event they had at the beginning of the month. It was very well attended.
Got it.
It's here the next 2 years.
How about that? Good stuff. Good stuff. All right. Well, Arch Manning is hunting Buckeyes this weekend. We'll see if that quote gets thrown in his face.
Yeah, he got some juice about him that his
like
uncles
no,
didn't
right.
necessarily weren't necessarily ready to put out there.
Yeah.
It is a different time, though, I suppose, and just in terms of exposure and everything else. And what else you gonna say?
You don't have to say that. Yeah, you could say, you know, hey, listen, well, I understand that it's a big challenge, but we're ready for it. You don't have to say, I'm gonna put the red dot on everybody, bro. Like, damn. Like I'm serious. That makes me feel better about the bet. Because it's like, you know what? This dude is going in, like, his balls are on the table, man.
He says part of this is what Jeffrey, him telling his story, says they try to shift the narrative at Texas.
Yeah.
That's how they do things.
That's right.
And so we're coming after you.
That's right. We're not waiting. Not waiting on you.
Picked
man.
Off.
You really think Caleb Downs is going to get the better of Arch Red Dot Big Balls?
Won't just
the
be Caleb. It's not just Caleb. They're going to have Rush on him and everything, bro.
Bro, Jack Sawyer is gone.
He's disrespecting the defending champs in a little bit here. Just
he is.
In terms of level of confidence.
Yeah,
he
is.
You could bring it down a little bit. I think his uncles would probably agree.
Yeah. You know, but everybody wants to speak
for Arch.
You
don't need to fire
Arch.
Anybody up.
Archie says he's not going to the NFL draft. You know, everybody wants to speak for Arch. You know, let Arch
Well,
cook.
I get that. You don't need to have granddaddy right on that.
You know, let me live my life.
I'm with that.
You know?
I'm with that.
And let him, honestly, and honestly, let him make the mistake. If he steps in it this weekend, he'll learn, right? Like, I think everybody kind of has to go through that. This is first year as a starter, full-time starter. Like, if you got to get baptized by fire up there at the shoe, then so be it, and you'll learn your lesson. Next time when you play, you play Bama, you play, LSU, whatever, you probably won't say that. So, it's just part of the growth for sure.
Yeah.
But it adds to the juice for me.
100%.
Not that it needed it, but I'm in. I'm all the way in. All right, we'll come back. Frank Bonner's going to join us. I don't think they're talking like that down at Memphis. They got the red dot on everybody in the American.
Well, it's certainly on Chattanooga.
It's on Chattanooga. There's no question.
We'll see if we can put it on the ones that matter a little bit later on.
I'm still trying to look. I'm looking for that number, man. I can't find it yet. I guess we won't get it until game day or Friday, maybe. Anyway, Frank Bonner will join us on the other side. Stick around. Jason and John, I'm trying to FM ESPN. Frank Bonner covers the Memphis football program for the Daily Memphian. And he joins us now. It's game week, man. Are you preparing? Are you ready for this? It's finally here.
Yeah, I mean, you sit here and talk about it long enough. It's about that time. We got a couple days left.
That's right. Okay, the depth chart is out, and I think that's kind of where we should start. I'm getting old, and my eyes don't work the way they used to. And I didn't see the or next to, or I guess under, Arrington Maiden and A.J. Hill in this sort of – because it's obviously we know Brandon Lewis is going to start, and we've done that for quite some time, but it's kind of the intrigue is, how Memphis football and Ryan Silverfield will manage that backup spot. So what are we to make of the or there between Arrington Maiden and A.J. Hill?
That they don't want to throw their hand and tell you who the backup is, right? Because for obvious reasons, that's just kind of what it is in today's era of transfer portal and all that. But I'll say this, right? They're playing Chattanooga this Saturday. Do we really think that Brendan Lewis is going to play all four quarters?
Mm-hmm. He should.
Somebody's going to be thrown in there. And whoever you throw out there first, I think that's your answer on who's at the top of the oar.
Interesting.
Between Arrington and A.J. Hill. Like, they're going to have to throw somebody out there after you pull Brendan Lewis. And so, to me, I think that's probably your answer.
And would you – how much different? I've heard a couple of schools of thought on this. Arrington more like, and you correct me if I'm wrong, Arrington more like Brendan Lewis. So in terms of what you're running offensively, maybe you're not changing it as much as you would with Hill, who is more of the prolific passer. Does that, and so if you did, make Arrington two or played him, you wouldn't be changing as much? At least, is that what we know about those backup quarterbacks, at least coming into the, into the start of the year? That they're different.
Yeah, I say that's correct, right? If you're trying to rank them in terms of mobility, right? I think it goes Brendan Lewis, Arrington Maiden, AJ Hill.
Okay.
And so it would be an easier transition from Brendan to Arrington mid game than it would be a Brendan Lewis to AJ Hill.
And then the other bit of depth chart news that I thought really stood out was CJ Smith, obviously, Frank, you know, not being on it. And we know, I think Silverfield said he's battling injuries. We talked about him with you before, and I think that was maybe even before they brought on Cortez. But CJ Smith, in terms of the outlook, is this something we're expecting to linger? How important do we still expect him to be, even with the addition of Cortez? What did you think on the CJ Smith news?
Yeah, right. Like when the depth chart came out immediately with no context before we talked to Ryan, that was the glaring thing that I saw. Like CJ Smith was one of the guys who I was most interested in watching this Saturday. So to not see him was alarming. But then he said he's been battling injury issues, and CJ Smith isn't somebody who's been overly healthy throughout his career, and so. If you're trying to string him along, I do think that this isn't something that we're going to go into week four still wondering where CJ Smith is, right? I do think that he's going to be healthy enough to see him at some point. I mean, even Ryan said that, you know, they anticipate using him and whatnot. So hopefully not too long, just because of the speed that he has, you want a guy like that out there.
Will it be a disappointment if Memphis doesn't finish in the top two of the American from where you sit?
Yes, right. Now, do I think they will? And will it be a disappointment? It's two different things, right? So, like, will it be a disappointment? Yes, because Memphis is at the position, and we've talked about this many times before, they're at a point in their program where a top two finish should be the bar, right? Making the conference championship, especially because you didn't do it last year when last year was supposed to be the year with everything you had. That's the bar every year, is to be one of those two teams to get into the conference championship.
Biggest impact guy, and you've written about this over at DailyMemphian.com, but I want you to go into it in terms of, I mean, and we're looking at so many new faces, but in terms of the newcomers defensively, where we know they've still, you know, they improved last season from the year before, but still room, big room to improve. Who's that guy for you that's standing out the most?
Oh, it's got to be Sam Brumfield. And honestly, I think every year it's going to be a linebacker. If you look at Jordan Hankins, you know, defense, like the linebackers in his defense are the stars,
yep,
right?
Yep.
And every year you're going to have a guy who was a Chandler Martin or a Jeff Canton or Kuyak. Like, you're going to have that linebacker star every season. And this year I think it's Sam Brumfield, the transfer from Virginia Tech. Like, I think he's going to be a stud for this defense.
When you look around sort of the American, Tulane is priced as the favorite, but of course, you know, they're rebuilding in their own right. Who do you think is Tulane the rightful favorite? Is there another team that you feel like belongs in that conversation? Like, just what's your handicapping of the rest of the American?
Well, I would put Tulane at the top. From everything that I've read and looked at, like, their defense is expected to be top notch. Like, they're expected to have the best defense in the conference. And I know you went and, you know, think you found your answer at quarterback and bringing Jake over and everything. And so I would say Tulane. I think UTSA, I know they had a bad year last year, but you look at the continuity that they're bringing back offensively. I think they're going to be in the mix. Like, those are the two teams, obviously including Memphis, that I would put at the upper echelon of trying to compete for those top two spots.
Frank, I'm really curious and excited in a way, because we've talked about it. I mean, you want to put butts in seats in terms of attendance. You want to get that up, and obviously wins go a long way in doing that. But we've also talked about, you know, an explosive offense, having it at Memphis, it being key to hopefully doing that, right? You want to have fun. You want to put up points and everything else. It feels like, and you've written about this too, in terms of you had your breakout player, Sutton Smith, but with him and Greg DeRozier and then Brendan Lewis's ability to run the ball, you've got some real options with your run game in terms of getting creative. And I wonder if they can create a different kind of explosiveness from that run game in terms of the weapons they've got there. And I've brought up, like, you know, Ryan's a former run game coordinator. You've got a great offensive guy in Kramsey. I figure maybe it can be explosive, but in a different way. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that, right? And one thing that they just keep reiterating about this offense is speed. Speed and speed and speed is what they feel like they have. You've got a quarterback who can – I'm really interested in those short situations, those second and three, you know, third and two, how interesting can you get in your play calling with, you know, the explosive run options that you have at running back and quarterback? I do think that I'm hoping to see, you know, a couple of interesting trick plays, whether it be reverses. Like, we saw a couple of reverses during the spring game. Like, are we going to see that? Because they like with the speed that they have. We talked about C.J. Smith, but Jamari Hawkins is another guy who can be a burner. Like, I'm looking to see some of that creativity with the roster that you have, with the speed that you have at pretty much all those key positions.
How big potentially is the Cortez Braham addition, getting him from Nevada, the familiarity there with Brendan?
Yeah, I think that's huge, right? For one, it's a receiver that Brendan is used to, you know, going back to Nevada. Obviously, he came as a late addition, so you aren't going to see him, at least in my opinion, in what has come from the coaching staff, you're not going to see him get as many targets this week as you may see him in week 4 or 5, right? Because they're still, you know, they said they've been working him out at one receiver position to kind of expedite that. It obviously helps with Brendan Lewis. But once he's fully immersed in the offense, I think it's a huge deal for a receiver group that outside of him is really not all that proven, right? Even Jakari Caldwell, who did it at North Carolina A&T, he had 530 yards, I think. That wasn't even at this level, right? And so he's your most proven guy, but he's a guy who hasn't been here all offseason, so it's going to take a little bit of time for him to get into the swing of it. But Kramsey said today that he's going to play, like you're going to see him. But then Ryan said, you know, earlier last week that don't expect him to play 80 plays because he's, you know, he's still getting to the swing of everything.
Right. Any idea, any guesses? I mean, I know we're still 3 weeks out, and maybe you wouldn't have any, but this Arkansas game time, I mean, that's the one I'm just really interested in. I'd love it if it was a night game. Any thought that could be a night game by chance?
You know, I hope so. I don't have the answer right now to that, obviously, but it would be nice for that to be a night game, you know, considering the fan outlook that you're trying to get. I think your biggest crowd would be a night game crowd. You know, hopefully the football god shining Memphis' favor and gives them that night game. But, you know, bringing up the Arkansas game, I think Memphis is kind of in a catch 22 with that game. I'm not trying to go off topic, but, you know, with the whole stuff that happened with the SEC schedule and all that,
yep.
If Memphis beats Arkansas,
yep,
that's big for Memphis for the win, but it almost gives Arkansas a reason to say, like, hey, yeah, that's the team that we want to take off the schedule because they just beat us last year.
100%. Good call, Frank. It's so right because it's 26 and 28 that you play them again,
anyway.
Right?
They might do it anyway, even if you don't beat them. But it
would expedite it, to use your word, Frank, right? I mean, it would, right? They're buying you out immediately if you beat them.
Yeah, right, because they got them in 26. Yeah, you were right about that, Jason, 26 and 28.
Yeah,
I figure it is Mississippi State. I think at some point, Frank, you would know they're on there. They're coming. It's going to be hard to keep those games on, just period, especially against those SECs. That it's not just the 9 conference games, right? They still got to play the 1-2 Power 4 conference opponent, which gets them to 10. So who's going to want to play Memphis and one of the other ones? You know, out of the SEC,
right?
Yeah.
And you got Mississippi State. That's in 28 there and 29.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yep. So you could in theory be losing both of those.
Yeah.
Yeah, in theory. And honestly, can you, like, obviously if you're on Memphis' side, if you're a Memphis fan or you know, like that, you want to have Memphis on those schedules. But if you put yourself in those organizations' shoes, can you blame them if they take Memphis off? Like look at Arkansas' schedule, for instance, right? The 2026. They got North Alabama, they've got Utah, they got Memphis, and they got Tulsa. They can't take Utah off because they need that power conference school. And so out of North Alabama, Memphis, and Tulsa, Memphis is the only school that you probably feel like has a legitimate chance of beating you.
Right, and can derail you. Absolutely. So if you're Memphis, are we turning to the – because you got to get butts in seats too, and nothing's going to excite you like these SEC fan bases, particularly the ones that were close by. Is the natural thing, if you're Ed and you got to do this stuff down the road, you turn to the – Big Ten, the ACC, I guess it's your only option to look to the other conferences, right? That maybe, you know, don't have that schedule so tightly set.
Yeah, right. I mean, that's your best bet, and hopefully you can get one of them
Good luck.
Otherwise, are you trying to throw Boise back on the schedule like they did when they realized that Missouri was trying not to come, you know, play the home game or whatever? Like, who knows? We'll see. But it's a dicey situation when something like that gets thrown on the SEC schedule. And if you're Memphis, all you can do is just, I guess, say why you should still be on the schedule, but it's out of your hands.
One more, Frank, because I think it was your byline I was reading from that Bartlett MUS story, again, from I think it was that one Friday night. I just, the scene, I mean, your guy, talent level, you see Division I athletes all the time and everything else, and you've covered that over your time. But just that high school football scene, and with realizing that one, there was a walk-off there where MUS, you know, 37-yard touchdown pass to walk it off. But out there at Bartlett, what did you think, just in terms of high school football, the scene overall? You know, Bartlett's poured a ton into their in terms of resources, into their facilities and everything else. What did you think of the scene out there in the game that you got?
I enjoyed it, man. And speaking of the resources, they had the in the stands, they had the chair backs with the names on them for the, I guess, probably the parents
it's
or whatever.
Unbelievable. Yes.
For the seat or whatever. So, I said, this is entertaining. It was my first time covering a high school game in like 7 years, so I definitely enjoyed it. Ending the game the way it did was obviously fun, but I enjoyed the scene for sure.
Yeah. Frank, man, you're the best. Appreciate the time, as always.
Appreciate you, brother. Great work.
All right. Appreciate y'all.
Yep, he is Frank Bonner. Covers Memphis football for the Daily Memphian. Yeah, got that preps experience.
My guy volunteered, I think, to go out there. Like I said, he hadn't done it in 7 years. He'd be like you and say, man, I ain't going out to the preps.
I wouldn't even know where
but
to start.
That Bartlett thing, I mean, it may as well be like a private school in terms of what they got out there.
Mm-hmm.
The facilities out there. What's in again? Congrats to MUS on that win. And thanks again to Frank for the great work.
Yeah, thanks to Frank.
All
man.
Over town.
Frank the GOAT. All right, we'll come back, wrap this up on a Tuesday. Jason and John, are you trying to finish?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
ESPN. At Robert Irwin Jewelers, you get more choices. You get more everything. You get better deals. You get more choices. They're going to help you custom design that engagement ring risk-free, super easy, and you get peace of mind with that meant-to-be guarantee. You can buy your loose diamond and custom-made engagement ring at RIJ. You got 365 days to return it. I hope T. Swizzy bought her ring at Robert Irwin Jewelers, or Travis Kelce, I should
if
say.
If he was smart, he did.
Because, you know, you never know. I mean, 365 days, a lot can happen. So if he did, he can bring it back to Howie, and Howie can say, hey, here's your money back, right? It doesn't matter whether you're an NFL tight end or just a civilian. Howie's going to take care of you at Robert Edward Jewelers.
Plenty of us civilians here in Memphis, and Howie and his family have been doing this, been in the jewelry business for 40 years. So he's here to make you a deal because he wants to be your jeweler for life, and that's what you want. You don't want to be going to these big box stores, have no relationship whatsoever. They're not looking out for you, making sure that you got the best bang for your buck. You can do that, obviously, in the engagement ring side of things, but he's got the perfect gift for whatever the occasion, birthdays, Mother's Days, Father's Days, all of it. Get over and see Howie. Let him make you happy with the perfect gift for that special someone else. They can do whatever you need. Ask her now, pay later with financing like 24 months deferred interest, or you can take up to 60 months pay at a low APR. Go see our man Howie. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices always at Robert Irwin Jewelers or online at rijewelers.com.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, Turner FM, ESPN. I mean, it is such a crazy thing. I mean, it's literally the front page news at ESPN.com.
You knew it would seep into the sports world.
Well, because it's just cheap clicks.
It's so tied in.
Who
doesn't want to be a part of the biggest story in the world?
It's the biggest story in the whole world, man. Like wedding of the century.
It gets clicks, like you said, so. ESPN, of course, they're going to weigh in.
Yeah. I mean, it really is one of those things that it kind of just – it's everything, right? So you have the Taylor Swift fans, and then you have the NFL fans and the Chiefs fans. It's everything, you know? It's very rare that you see sort of all worlds collide quite like this, you know?
I don't know that we've ever seen it to this degree, John.
I don't think we have because, you know, usually, like, you know, if we're talking about – we talked about the power couples earlier, like, usually they're just in the same industry.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, like, there's never that – I mean, this is like, you know, the high school, you know, back when you and I were at White Station, man, the high school quarterback, you know, and the prom queen. I know that was a big thing for you.
I didn't go to the prom, so it doesn't apply to me at all.
Not once?
No, not when I'm senior, no. No, I wouldn't, yeah.
You didn't go to prom?
No, because I told you, and I don't want to go back into it. Kiva broke my heart, fool.
Oh, this was Kiva related? Oh.
It would have been that time.
Dang.
And again, she's messing with the college dude.
Well.
So, if I ain't going with Kiva, I ain't going.
Damn.
You get it?
Does that apply today?
That's how smitten I was. A damn fool.
You were sprung on Kiva.
Just didn't understand at that point what Dad had said for a long time. Son, there are plenty more fish in the sea.
That's right. There are.
Amen. You got to move on from Kiva.
Does she know she ruined your prom?
No. I've never charged her with that.
Well,
Why would I? Yeah, I want to keep some dignity. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
try to keep my respect around. I let her know that life goes on by going on.
That's pushing
forward,
exactly,
fool.
Exactly right.
And then I married Faith, as you know.
Yeah. So my junior prom I went to, and then with my girlfriend at the time, Anna, and then we were gonna go to the senior prom. We were still together, and then I just broke up with her right before the prom. I was like, I don't want to be with you no more, and so I didn't go to my senior prom.
Well, that's dirty.
30. She was very
upset
with me.
Did she end up going stag or with some other young man?
No, she did not go.
Gosh. Oh,
I mean, it was like literally she had already gotten her prom dress and stuff, I think, bro. And I was like, yeah, I'm really not feeling it, bro. I'm like that. I'm a dog. You know what I'm saying?
Come on, dude. No, I mean, that was a lowdown thing to do.
I bet your mom
didn't like that either.
I don't know. I was just.
Well, she knew that you went to her with the year before, so she's probably interested.
I dropped the grenade.
Oh, man.
I justified it because I took her the year before. I was like, I can't feel that bad.
John!
The week before, I was like, yeah, you know, I'm just not feeling it no more, man.
Was she able to move on?
Oh, she's definitely moved on for sure.
Does she work for ESPN now or anything?
I think that's the only one.
Okay.
First of all, I never dated Courtney Cronin, so. That was just a door
you never knocked on.
That was just that's a perfect way to put it. It was a door I never knocked on, and I by the way, would have been let in, but I didn't.
Thank you for that.
That's gonna do it for us today. Thanks to Frank Bonner for joining us. Thanks to Ed Fang as well. That's gonna do it for us. Jeffrey and Company up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.